It's 8:55, 13 degrees right now here at our WIOL studios, and time to bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, to take a look at the markets here this morning. Good morning, Bill, and as we kind of digest a lot of information from the USDA yesterday, what are we seeing so far?
You bet, Brian. Glad to be back with you again. Yeah, mixed impressions here this morning. As you say, yesterday's U.S. supply-demand report offered, you know, some encouragement, but peripheral influences like the dollar continue to present a little bit of a headwind. Looking at price action right now, I've got March corn, 357.5, up at 3/4. I got May corn up a half at 362.75. New crop December corn, 382.75, steady on the day. In the soy complex, I've got January beans up 4.25 at 8.95. I've got March meal, 275.70, up a dime. And I've got March oil up 35 ticks at 29.36 a pound. Wheat market a little bit defensive, I think basically being challenged by the dollar value. March wheat in Chicago, 477.25, down 4. July wheat, new crop, 488, down 4.75. Kansas City March wheat, 475.25, down 5.5. And Minneapolis March wheat, 503, down 4. Meats are mixed. Hogs trying to be firm, and the cattle are up about $1.25. Crude market went down below $30 yesterday, recovered, and currently trading about 31.5. And as I said earlier, the dollar's trading a little bit firmer, which has given us a little bit of a resistance or headwind. As I said, crude dropped below $30 a barrel yesterday, reaching price levels not seen in some 12 years. Interesting to note that some media sources are floating ideas of $10 a barrel crude maybe in the picture. I think although we could see a jab low, I don't think prices at 10 bucks are sustainable. Chinese economic data this morning showed their exports fell less than expected. While this may not signal an abrupt turnaround, it does give some of a bit of reason to think that the end for this contraction may be closer than previously thought. Going back to the USDA numbers that we saw yesterday, the question we answered is, can we get a one-day bounce, a three-day bounce, or a three-week potential? We've viewed the market as underperforming for an extended period of time, so we're going to let the market tell us what the answer is. One other thing we did do this morning is looking at the open interest figures. There was a net reduction in corn open interest of about 24,000 contracts yesterday, which could be considered about 16% of the presumed net short position by the funds, according to last Tuesday's CFTC data. That does give us just a little bit of an idea that we could see a bigger broad-based recovery effort, but looking at the soybean numbers and the wheat numbers, they're a little less telling. That's about all we've got, so have a good and try to stay warm today.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
You bet.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday. Quick glance at Wall Street so far this morning. The Dow is up 22 points at 16,538. S&P up 6 at 1,945. And the NASDAQ up 9 points at 4,695. Let's take a look at weather here locally at 8:59, 13 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies today. We have a chance of snow today, but not looking at much accumulation here. 28 degrees for the high. South winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures will stay nearly steady in the mid-20s. Southwest winds 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow and warmer with a high of 45 degrees. Southwest winds 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Temperatures nearly steady in the upper 30s. Friday should be interesting. Cloudy with rain likely in the morning. Then a chance of rain possibly mixed with snow in the afternoon. The high 42 degrees. Colder with a chance of snow Friday night, the low 26, and then we'll dip back down into the 20s for Saturday. Mostly cloudy skies, the high 27. Sunday's high, just 16 degrees. So we'll have some wind chills again below zero here starting on Sunday and into Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 13 degrees at 9 o'clock.